This is Dr. Singh. I'm doing psychiatric evaluation dictation of patient name Alfred, A-L-F-R-E-D, last name is Holler, H-O-L-L-E-R. His date of birth is 5/8/1925, date of evaluation 3/30/2021, HPI, history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions, history of present illness. This is a 96 years old widowed male who was readmitted to this facility on 3/15/2022 on transfer from Memorial Healthcare. Patient's chart indicates multiple medical problems, including history of pneumonia, acute respiratory failure, pancytopenia, congestive heart failure, COPD, idiopathic neuropathy, hypothyroidism, acute kidney failure, retention of urine, history of falls. And history of methicillin resistance, staphylococcus aureus infection. Patient is a poor historian. He did acknowledge that he had a slip and fall which led to his coming here. He reports that he has his own house. Peter, social worker staff, reports that patient talks about wanting to go back to his own place, but has significant physical limitations and does not seem to be able to care for himself. Patient knew that he is 96. He did not know the name of this facility or what city he's at. He thought it's Thursday and the year is 2026, and he thought Bush is the president. He could recall only one out of three objects after 3 minutes. He acknowledged sometimes difficulty sleeping. And admitted to sometimes feeling down. He reports that his wife passed away 2.5 years ago. He denied any feelings of hopelessness or suicidal ideation. He did not know names of any of his medications and what kind of medical problems he's being treated for. Overall, his insight is very limited and also seems to have cognitive impairment. No history of paranoia, delusions, hallucinations, no hostility or aggressive behaviors. Next paragraph, review of systems, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported, gastrointestinal, non-reported, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior history of suicide attempts denied, next paragraph, social history, current relationship, widowed, number of children, patient reports he has 4 children, 1 lives in Oklahoma, comma, 1 is in California, and 2 are here. Current education, patient reports that he has some high school and he's a high school graduate and has some college education. He reports that he worked as a truck driver. Next paragraph. Medical record, lab diagnostic test, review, collateral form, and chart nursing. Next paragraph. histories and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications are MAR reviewed. No psychotropic medications. Next paragraph, blood pressure 122 over 84, pulse 78, respiration 19. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech soft, mood mildly dysphoric, thought processes, fears of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent impaired, he could recall only one out of three objects after 3 minutes, fun of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, sleep trouble falling asleep, appetite fear. Next paragraph, allergies, tetracycline, morphine, sulfa antibiotics. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, unspecified dementia without behavioral disturbance of 03.90. Number 2, adjustment disorder with mild depression, F43.21. Disposition, patient has complex multiple medical problems, comma, cognitive impairment, comma, poor safety awareness, period, his insight and judgment is limited, he seems to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions at this time, period, consider activation of power of consider activation of durable power of attorney and or guardianship. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for management of his multiple medical problems. Peer staff needs to encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in diversional activities. Peer, no indications for any psychotropic medications. Peer, long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. Next paragraph, procedure code 99304, end of dictation.